SRN News. I'm John Scott. Inflation declined last month as the cost of gas fell. It's a sign that price growth was cooling even as President Trump ramped up his tariff threats. Consumer prices rose just 2.4% in March from a year earlier, according to the Labor Department. That's down from 2.8% in February. That's the lowest inflation figure since September. U.S. ag prices increased again last month to a record high, $6.23 a dozen, despite a drop in wholesale prices and no reports of new bird flu outbreaks. Meanwhile, the largest U.S. egg producer being investigated by the Department of Justice.
Cal Maine received notice last month and says it's cooperating as the DOJ looks into egg pricing. The Mississippi-based company comes under scrutiny as it provides some 20% of the nation's egg supply. Egg prices have hit record highs in recent months, up to an average of $5.90 in U.S. cities in February, up more than 10% from a year ago, largely due to the bird flu epidemic that's forced farmers to slaughter more than 166 million birds, mostly egg-laying chickens. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, an expert on international trade says President Trump has his work cut out for him in achieving fair trade deals with dozens of foreign governments.
Former California Congressman John Campbell says, as we all know by now, when it comes to unfair trade,
China's the worst offender by far.
But Campbell tells the Salem Radio Network achieving fair trade with 75 other countries will amount to a lot of painstaking negotiation.
Each country's industries and things they want to protect of themselves are different.
Campbell tells the Salem Radio Network, since World War II, the U.S. has been the only country engaging in truly free trade, and that's put a damper on many U.S. industries. Bob Agnew reporting.
This is SRN News. A South Carolina church receives an honor.
First Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Bluffton was founded during the Civil War by a former slave named Abraham Murchison. The small congregation ministered to freed slaves during its early years, and now the state government has granted it a historical marker so passersby can quickly learn its history. Current pastor Benny Jenkins tells WJCL-TV, quote, "This marker will stand as a testament to our commitment to God and our mission to share his love with all mankind." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Democratic-led states and cities are pushing back on a Trump administration threat to cut education funding over diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Those programs, which promote the LGBT agenda, amongst other things, are a prime target of the administration. State leaders in Minnesota and New York say they will not comply with the DEI rollback, as have authorities in California and Vermont. This is SRN News. Three Americans repatriated to the U.S. from Congo have been charged by the Justice Department with staging an elaborate coup attempt.
It was aimed at overthrowing the African nation's government. A fourth man, alleged to be a bomb-making expert, has also been charged. That complaint arises from allegations resulting in three of those defendants being detained in Congo and receiving death sentences that were later commuted to life in prison. The Justice Department accuses the men of providing training and weapons to a rebel army that was formed to overthrow the government. Jason Walker reporting.
South Korean opposition leader Lee Jae-myung, widely seen as the frontrunner in a presidential by-election triggered by the removal of President Yoon Suk-yeol last week over his ill-fated imposition of martial law in the country, has announced his presidential bid. More details at SRNnews.com.